was having a conversation with Rotem. I just thought it was interesting how he travels in and out of Israel. I imagine that there would be maybe some trouble, because I don't think he's all that popular with the Israeli government, and that appears to be the case. So we'll talk about that as time goes on. It's 24 minutes to 1 o'clock. This is Radio Democracy, and the song you just heard was called Can't Stop the Killing, and it was by Dead Riot. And we have talked to Rotem about how he ended up sort of where he is today, and doing the wonderful work that he is doing today. And now we're going to talk about that wonderful work, which is working with youth, but also he's in Australia, been doing some talks, and has even been to New Zealand 4 years ago.
Yep, I did 6 months in Australia about 4 years ago in New Zealand. I did some speaking in different places, and I'll be doing some speaking now, and maybe at the end we can give out details of where I'll be speaking. And back home I do a lot of work with Israeli young people who are thinking about their refusal and people who have decided to refuse. I did a whole process of seminars of 2 days where young people got to meet each other and discuss the issues of refusal, and you know, young people who were contemplating whether they wanted to go in or not, and meet different people, and meet Palestinian activists and Israeli activists and with soldiers and refusers, and really have a wide variety of information and encounters, and then have a chance to talk about it, which they don't usually get in the society where conscription is considered something that's necessary and also not a question. You know, everybody has to go in, it's a law, it's how it goes. So it was very special to allow young people, sometimes for the first time, to really have a chance to have this discussion and have it be a legitimate discussion. And a lot of good things came out of that. And last year we organized a summer camp, an alternative summer camp for youth, which lasted a week. We had about 70 young people, mostly Jewish, but also Palestinian citizens of Israel, a little bit. And what we tried to do there was really try to sort of look how we can create an alternative model of society. So we really looked into sort of different issues of our society, ecological issues and cultural issues, you know, the meeting between East and West and how that works, and the conflict of Palestinians and Jewish Israelis, and just a lot of different personal issues as well. You know, we had a feminism workshop, and really just sort of allow young people to begin to engage in the discussion and do a lot of work in forming their own opinions. And the big thing was to try to see if we can create an alternative model of society that's not a conflicted one like we have now, but actually one that works, and one in which the conflicts are not violent, but actually productive and creative.
Is the group you work, like you helped organize this camp, is the group that you organized with, like, is it quite large, or is it sort of a small number of people?
Well, the camp was an initiative of mostly young people like me, you know, 20-something. We're a small group, only 3 people, and we had a group of sort of counselors and volunteers and things like that. And they came from different organizations. My work is sponsored by an organization called AFSC, American Friends Service Committee. It's actually a Quaker organization based in Philadelphia, and I do some of my work through them. We do work in Israel as well as the West Bank and Gaza, supporting nonviolent resistance on both sides. But also there were different organizations, like an organization called New Profile, which is a feminist organization movement for demilitarization of Israeli society, to bring Israel from a military society where who gets the say, you know, who has the say is military men, to a society where all different sectors of society get to engage in. You know, an organization called Zohot, which is an organization of Jewish Israelis who are trying to remember the Nakba and Palestinian catastrophe of 48. So they do tours of villages that were destroyed and tell the stories of the cleansing of people. And so a lot of huge coalition of different organizations, and a lot more that I haven't said, and a lot of different people, and we tried to bring a lot of different people who were active and groups that were active into this work, so that they would start engaging with young people, because we sometimes forget that, and if we want good results in the future, we need to reach youth today. But also to allow young people to be in touch with people who are doing different things, and if they ever wanted to engage different kinds of work, they'd have people to go to and organizations to approach.
So there are quite a few organizations out there in Israel which are addressing sort of these matters that sort of organizations, I guess youth organizations or activist organizations in Australia and in the Western world address. Like if you were to sort of just only hear the news or read mainstream newspapers, then it sort of seems like you don't hear that side of Israel, like you just sort of hear the conflict and everything.
That's true. It's how the press works. I'd actually want there to be legislated a world law where half the news on every news broadcast, including this one, has to be positive. Has to be like this. There was a non-violent demonstration today. It went beautifully well. People of all different colors and shapes came. They engaged the issues. They brought them up, and it ended with no violence. Things like that. Or today this and that changed in the world, and it's a better place for that.
That's what we try to do on Radio Democracy. That was a New Year's resolution for 2006. Actually, it was
really?
To have a good news story. The last good news story was about the albino whale.
The albino whale.
Migaloo.
The revolution starts here.
Yes.
With stories of albino whales.
That's right. Well, but
that's
there's
very good.
And other good news stories.
That's great.
Yes. So, but I think you yourself are a good news story, and
thank you.
We've having you on the show today has been a good news story for the whole show.